I want you to know that Jesus sees everything. There's nothing that goes unnoticed with God. And one of the things that he sees is how we practice righteousness. And I want you to know that when we come here, we're practicing righteousness. When we read the scripture, we're practicing righteousness. When we pray, we're training in righteousness. And what does it mean to be righteous? To be Christ-like, to be a disciple, to be like Jesus. Righteous means right living. And one of the ways that we practice righteousness is in giving. The scripture says, and I want to put it up on the screen, it's in Mark. There's a few verses that I want to read, but I want you to notice that Jesus was watching. And he says this in 41 through 43 or 44. He says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple's treasury. Do you see how Jesus was watching? Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, only worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. Well, because they gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything. All she had to live on, she gave it sacrificially. Do you see how powerful that is? That's important. We could take that off the screen for a moment. See how powerful that is, that Jesus was watching and seeing the action and seeing the motive, and he saw wealthy people giving out of an overflow of their wealth, which is still a blessing. But when he sees this widow give all that she had, he took notice, and he's saying the Father noticed, and that offering means a lot to God. The reason I state this is because what we practice in private sets us up to succeed in public. When we practice in private, we prevail in public. It's important for us to practice righteousness in private, which means that God sees everything we do. If we're practicing wickedness in private, then we will fail and be defeated in public. What we do behind the scenes will be exposed before everyone. Our private lives must be greater than our public lives. In other words, we spend a lot of time, took showers, you put your face on this morning, you made sure to look presentable, and God says, do all that, that's great, work out, eat well, take care of yourselves, but the inside is more important, the condition of your heart is more important, the way that you live your life behind closed doors is more important to God than what people see. Does that make sense? So we are people that practice righteousness in private because God sees everything. Here's what the Lord says. Jesus says this, and this is the culture in that time. People gave, they fasted, people prayed. It was normal for the Jews to do these things. It was a custom. In Matthew chapter 6, he says the following. Check this out. Read this with me. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Jesus is saying if you're making it about pleasing people and impressing people, that's your reward. You're going to get their wows. You're going to get their He says, but you're not going to get a reward from God. Verse 2 says, but when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets. I'm about to give. I've seen videos of people dancing before they give. They're like, they're coming to give, and they're like, they're going to give their offering, and they're all like loud about it. Don't do that. He says, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, the temples, and on the streets, to be honored by others. Look at how much I'm giving. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But he says this in verse 3. He says, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Verse 4. So that your giving, look at this, may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Is that clear? So when you give your tithe, God sees it. When you give your offering, God sees it. And that's what's most important, is that he sees what you give and why you give and how you give and when you give. He sees it all. And we're practicing righteousness in giving. I'm going to share the short testimony that we're going to move forward. When I was 18 years old, I had made some money and I put it in a CD. It was about $1,000. That was a lot for me. And I put it in a CD, which is an investment. And it's supposed to gain interest every year, and you're supposed to leave it alone. Well, there was a building campaign at a church that I was playing drums for when I was a kid, and they were raising funds to build this church. And I was moved and compelled to give, but I didn't have much to give. All I had was that $1,000. And so I told my parents, I said, I need to pull that out of the CD, which you're not supposed to do, and I want to give that money. And they were like, no, it's not a wise decision. But I said to them, I really believe God wants me to do this. So I gave that money, I put that $1,000, and I gave it to the church. And I just forgot about it. Just gave it to God. No big deal. I didn't boast about it. I wasn't bragging about it. I'm telling you now because it's been years. I'm 44 now. It's been quite a while. And so when we started Tree of Life in 2009, we were in need of finances. My wife was working as an x-ray technician. She got pregnant. She was put on bed rest. She had to give up her job, which was really hurting us financially. And so around the same time when we started the church in 2009, I had a person approach me about a business investment. I didn't want to do it. He kept bugging me about it. I didn't want to do it. I kept running into this gentleman at networking meetings and different luncheons and different business meetings. I kept running into this person. He's like, hey, it's God. We're supposed to do this. And I'm like, no. Anyway, long story short, I didn't have money to invest at the time. He said, hey, I'll put up the upfront cost. Just trust that it's going to work out. So I said, look, I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I'm building a church. He says, just believe we're supposed to do this. Long story short, that initial investment that cost me nothing ended up blessing me tremendously and allowing me to do this work of ministry. Over years, over a span of years, it's well over $100,000, about $150,000 over a span of years. That specific investment. They cost me nothing. And one day I was receiving this residual check. It's not much, but it's enough to pay a mortgage. The time was over $1,000. And I was receiving these checks, and I was just like, God, why is this happening to me? I said, what? I don't deserve this. I didn't do anything for it. I didn't even put up the upfront cost. And the Lord said, I saw when you gave that $1,000. I just wept and wept and wept. Because the Lord noticed the small sacrifice to me was big, but it was a small sacrifice compared to the building campaign. And when I gave it not to be seen. I gave it not to expect anything in return. I gave it because I wanted to see God's church be built. And the Lord says, I saw that. So the Lord sees what you give and why you give. So don't ever, ever take this lightly. Oh, it's just an offering. No, no. God sees your heart, and he sees why you do it. So that's what we're doing this morning. We're giving unto the Lord. Would you stand with me as we pray for the tithe and offerings? Every year we do a Heart for the House campaign. And this year, we're just asking God, if you have taken a step of faith to give your tithe, to bring your tithe unto God, that is a major deal for the Lord. That's a big deal for him. And if that's your commitment this year, praise God. That's your Heart for the House contribution. If you are a tither and you're asking the Lord over and above, what would you have me give? Ask him. Seriously, ask him. He knows what you have and what you don't have, and he knows what you need. But ask him. What I'm believing God for is for us to have debt-free families. And when I give this year to the Heart for the House campaign, that's what I'm giving towards, is that the Lord would completely deliver me and free me from all debt. Who else is with me on that? Right? I'm giving a seed offering. When I give above my tithe, I'm saying, Lord, I'm just planting the seed. Give me the wisdom to steward my finances, to get to a place where I'm completely debt-free. I'm believing God for that. And someday I will stand and tell you that I am debt-free. I'm not there yet, but I believe it will happen. So I'm going to pray. Be praying about what the Lord would have you give. All this month in April, we're going to be giving Heart for the House offerings above the tithe. Whatever amount that is between you and God. It's between you and God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for the tithe and the offerings for this weekend, for those who you have supplied, all of us you've provided for us, but for those who got paid this weekend and they have brought their tithe to you, you've noticed it, you've seen it. For those that are giving above their tithe, they're giving offerings, you see everything, and we do it, we practice this in private because we know that you see us in private. And Lord, it is our great delight to give unto you, and we say thank you. Thank you for being such a great provider. Teach us how to be good providers of our household, of our families, of our children, Lord. We want to be good stewards. We want to reflect your heart and generosity. Lord, we thank you that you opened the windows of heaven over those who have brought the tithe and offerings back to you. And those who are giving in faith, we thank you for rewarding them with a heart of generosity. We thank you for even surprises that you give us, Lord. You surprise us in so many different ways. People pay for our meals. Just things happen and we just give you all the glory for it. We know that you are the one who supplies all our needs. It's not our employer. It's not the business we work for. It's you. And we say thank you, Father, for being such a good provider. We thank you for the blessing of giving. In Jesus' name, amen. And we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.